T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Supreme Court is considering a case concerning an exception to the ban on double jeopardy being prosecuted twice for the same case.
It may have implications in the Russia probe. Washington Post Supreme Court reporter Robert Barnes is on our newsline. Robert, what is the case in question here?
Well, the case is about kind of a small-time Alabama felon who was charged and convicted both by Alabama and by the federal government because he was a felon in possession of a gun, which is against the law in both in Alabama and federal law. And he says it's unfair for both the state and the federal government to prosecute him for the same crime.
Is it rare for this exception to double jeopardy to come into play?
It's somewhat rare. It doesn't happen all that often. But the federal government says that it's important to do this. They've used it a lot for instance, civil rights violations. You might remember when the police officers in the Rodney King beating were acquitted in state court, then the federal government came in and prosecuted them and won convictions in that. And so both the state and the federal government, they say it's important to have a chance to vindicate their own laws.
Very interesting, this state-federal distinction, because when we look at the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, say Paul Manafort has state and federal charges, so that could come into play here.
Well, it could. It's kind of the unspoken part of this case. It didn't get any attention yesterday. But, there's a real question what would happen for Manafort, for instance, if he got a presidential pardon. Would that mean that the state of New York, for instance, couldn't file charges against him for violating their state laws on tax evasion? There is something there that if there's a separate element of the crime, if there's something different in the state law and in the federal law that might allow it to go forward. But that's certainly on everybody's mind. How would a presidential pardon affect this?
Robert, thanks for joining us. Washington Post Supreme Court reporter Robert Barnes.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.